Daf Ayin Gimel. It's the last daf of this parak. So the Gemara says in the very top, quote from the Mishnah, three lines down, Shechtu shelo la'ochlav. So we saw in the Mishnah a couple days ago that if you shecht a Karim Pesach on Shabbos, it's the right day. The problem is you shechted it shelo la'ochlav, so one would be chayiv because you haven't accomplished anything because the Karim Pesach isn't being fulfilled. There's no mitzvah that was being done. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Of course, one would be chayv. What's a mishnah? What's a chiddush of the mishnah? If you shech shalal achlav, you haven't accomplished anything. So of course, there's a chiv chatas. So Gemara says, kaven de hasam pasul hacha chayv. If in general, on a regular weekday, if a person shechs a karim pesach shalal achlav, the din is that it's pasul. So when you shech it on Shabbos, certainly you're going to be chayv. So what's the chiddush? So Gemara says, you're right. There really is no chiddush, but mishum de tana seifa pater tana resha chayv, because the seif of the mishnah. If you remember, if you shecht Shlo l'achlav and l'achlav, right? The combination of both them, in that case you're pater, because you also shecht it to some people who are going to eat it. So just to have the contrast here, even though there's no chiddush, they also taught a case of shlo l'achlav is chayiv, but there's really no need to teach that din. So Gemara says, v'honami pshita, that's also obvious. In the case of shechting l'achlav, v'shlo'l'achlav, that you're pater for shechting on Shabbos, that's also obvious, mishum d'hasam kasher, because in general during the weekday, you shecht the karm pesach l'achlav, it's an acceptable, it's a kosher carbon, so hacha, when it comes on Shabbos, it's a pater. There's also no chiddush in that case either. So Gemara says, you're right. There's no chiddush in the case of la'achlav, shalol achlav, nor is there a chiddush in the case of shalol achlav entirely. Ella, aydi detana shachtu shalol l'shmo, b'shabbos, tainami shalol achlav. We had the case, if a person shechted a carbon pesach on Shabbos, but he shechted it shalol l'shmo, that case is chayv karif, shogig rather chatas, because he hasn't accomplished anything. So once we tell the case of shalol shmo, we tell the case of shalol achlav and lachlav shalol achlav, just to bring all the other categories together. They always group together, even though the only chiddush was shalol shmo. So the Gemara then says, okay, what was the chiddush of shalol shmo? Isn't it obvious if a person shechs a pesach shalol shmo on Shabbos, of course he's going to be chayv a chatas? He gufal amali, why teach that case of shalol shmo? And the Gemara says, Mishum de Kabai leflugei Rabbi Yalazar Rabbi Shu, because it wanted to present the case that if a person shechs another carbon, l'shem Pesach, they wanted to have that machlokas between Rabbi Yalazar Rabbi Shu and the Mishnah. So this is all to set up that case, and that's why he brought all the unnecessary cases around it, just to teach me the case of Shar Zvachim, l'shem Pesach, whether you're Chayiv or Pater on Shabbos. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Huna bar Chinina lebre. Rav Huna bar Chinina told his son, Ki azlis lekamid Rabbi Zrika, when you make your way over to the great Rabbi Zrika, by minay, ask him the following question. Ledivrei ha'omer mekalkel b'chabur pater, according to the opinion that says on Shabbos, if a person's mekalkel, a person does a destructive act, he's pater from a chatas, because by definition, mlach has to be constructive, it has to be certain tikkun there, but here, when there's a chabura, when it's bekilkel, it's a destructive act, you're pater. So, shachtu shlo lo'ochlav chayiv matikin. So in the person shechs a carbon, shalol achlav, so the din is he's chayv achatas. But why are you chayv achatas? That was a kilkum. What was the tikkun? What was actually accomplished? It has to be some type of benefit, has to be some type of tikkun for there to be a chayv achatas. You just shechted a carbon pesach, which is not going to serve any purpose. It was complete kilkul, should not be potter. So he asked the question, Reb Zeker responded back, tikkun im alu lo yerdu. There's a din, when it comes to karbanos, that normally you're not allowed to put an animal that's pasul on the mizbeach. But if one does, there are a number of different karbanos that even though they're pasul, that if they go up, imalu lo yerdu, you don't take them down. It's acceptable, they can remain up there. Now, even though lichadchila, you don't put such an animal as such a karban on the mizbeach, but the evidence is acceptable. So it's effective in that regard. So imalu, if you were to take such an animal up, that was shechted shalol shma, lo yerdu, we don't take it down. So that's the level of tikkun, which case it warrants a chiv chatas. So now he asked another question. Shechtu v'nimtza baal mum chayiv. Ma'atikun. If a person shechs an animal, he shechs a karm pesach, and there's a baal mum, it's missing, I don't know, a leg. So now, the din is, it's a kilkul. So shouldn't that be pater? How come you're chayiv? What's the tikkun there? And the Gemara answers, tikkun bedukun sheba'ayin va'aliba di Rabbi Akiva damar im alu layerdu. This is a specific type of mum. It's dukin sheba'ayin, some type of cataract or something in the eye. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's a low-level mum that, on general, mumim that they get thrown in the mizbeach, the din is imalu yerdu. You have to take them off the mizbeach. There's one particular type of mum, according to Bekiva, that if it goes up, it actually remains on top of the mizbeach. That's this dukin sheba'ayin. So we're only talking about a case if you shecht the animal. You find it to be a Ba'amum, but a specific Ba'amum. You find it to be a Dukin Sheba'ayin Ba'amum, that's a Ba'amum. If you put it on the Mizbeach, it remains there, that's the Tikkun. But if it's another Ba'amum, Ein Hanami, it would be Pater because it would be considered Kilkul, Chabur Ba'Kilkul. So then he asks the following question. Nimsa Shachtuv Nimsa Trefa. Let's say a person shechs the animal and turns out it's a Trefa. He checks the lungs and there's a punctured lung. So if it's Besaser, if it's the Trefa, something that was hidden, he could not have known before. And he's Pater. He's not. How's he expected to know? It's a Trefa that's hidden. But if it's Begoli, if the Trefa is something that's apparent and he should have been aware of this before him, then the din is he'd be Chayiv. So why is he Chayiv in that case? Right? The case is he shechs an animal, a Trefa. And its animal turns out to be a treif of a gully, he's chayv achatas. But why is it chayv achatas? What was a tikkun? Don't we need to there to be a tikkun? The more answers, my tikkun lahotzi midei nevela. The din is, if an animal drops dead, that animal is a nevela. Right? If it wasn't shechted properly, it's a nevela, which means it's tamei b'magu b'mas. If you touch a nevela, one becomes tamei. If you carry a nevela, one's tamei. But if you shecht it properly, then the din is it's not going to be tamei. So even though legabe the shechita, it was ineffective legabe the karban because it's a trefa, but it still is effective in terms of the tumah. There's no tumah. That's the tikkun, and that's why there's a chiv chattas for doing so on Shabbos for shechting an animal that's a trefa begali. Then the Gemara asks, what about the following case? Maskula Ravina. Ravina says, Hadatanya. The Brice, which says, Ashochet chattas b'Shabbos, a person shechts a chattas b'Shabbos, b'chutz. It's outside the base of Mikdash, and it's also Lavo de Zara. He's chayv alav shlosha chatalos. What's the three chatalos? He's chayv for shchita on Shabbos. He's chayv for shchuta chutz. And he's chayv for shechting Lavo de Zara. Those are three different averos, three different chatalos. So now, ma tikkun. What's the tikkun in this case? So if you look at Rashi to explain what the shaila is, the Gemara says ma tikkun. It's going to be around 15 narrow lines up. Rashi and ma tikkun. Hacha afilu taro midei nevela. Like in this case, normally, we said when you shecht an animal, a proper shechita at least accomplishes that's not going to be nevela. But in this case, it's going to be still tamei. Why is it still tamei? Even though you did a proper shechita, hacha afilu lataro midei nevela leka the takroves avodah zara mitamei afilu beohel. Since it was shechted l'shem avodah zara, there's a din we learn in the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos, the end of the middle of Maseches Shabbos, that a person shechs something to avodah zara, it's tamei afilu ba'oel. So it's not going to be effective legabe de nevela, even though it's not nevela, but still avodah zara, and avodah zara is still mitame. So what's the tikkun in this particular case here? And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avira shemotzi midei aver minachai. It's no longer aver minachai. If it's alive, it's aver minachai. It's aser to be eaten. Now that's dead, it's no longer aver minachai. So who cares about Avram Nachai? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains it. Either way, we can't eat it. How could you and I eat it? It was shechted it's Lavoda Zara. I can't eat it. You can't eat it. So Rashi explains here that Avram Nachai, Livnei Noach, Shim Achlu Einu Neherag. Avnei Noach, they can't eat to Avram Nachai in general. But this animal, since it was shechted, it's no longer Avram Nachai. And a Ben Noach, Lagabi Ben Noach, there would be a certain tikkun. And since it's a tikkun Lagabi Ben Noach, that would be considered a melacha that has a tikkun to it. And would then result in a chiv chata. So these are all just different examples that even though there's an isser done on Shabbos and it seemingly was a chabur that was mekalkel, since there's some level tikkun, although it's a very small area, imalu lo yerdu or leben noach, that's still enough of a tikkun for it to be considered a tikkun of a melacha and result in a chiv chata. Fine.
This would explain even if you have to kill it with an axe or a gun. This eimer nachai.
This should answer all them. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's no really.
It would seem that everything would be exact. You don't need a shechita. Exactly. Right. Now, the rest of the daf is a bit tricky. I think we could try to make it as clear as we can. So the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Shechtu Venoda. This goes back in the last couple lines of the Mishnah from a couple days ago, that if you shecht the Karim Pesach, and it turns out that everyone left the guest list. You had no idea. It turns out you shechted, and you're looking to see who you give the Karim Pesach to, and everybody crossed the name off the list. They removed their names before you knew about it, so you shechted it for nobody. But it was Shabbos, so you did a shechita for nobody, and that would seem to be a apostle shechita. But nonetheless, the Mishnah said, you are pater. The reason why you're pater is because you no reason for you to expect anybody left the guest list. When you last checked, everybody was there. And then 30 seconds before, and everybody crossed their name off, you're not responsible for that type of din, and you're pater.
So,
what? Not necessarily. No, it doesn't have to be. No. So then the Gemara says the following. So we're going to leave that in the back of our mind, what the Mishnah is talking about, just a isolated statement right now. Something we've touched upon a bit before. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. He quotes from Rav, and Rav's opinion is important. We'll see on Amar Bez why. Rav Huna quotes from Rav, Asham shenitek l'riya v'shachtu stam kashel ola. So if you have a carbon asham that was designated l'riya, which means it was set aside to go be grazed in the field, you shechtu l'ola, that's acceptable. So the number of points here, I'll first say outside, then we'll read Rashi afterwards. If you have an asham, a person, Reuven has an asham. Now Reuven, let's say, either died, or Reuven was niskapir, he got kapar through another carbon, or something else happened to it, perhaps. Those are the two main cases, I believe. So the din is, if that were to be a chatas, if Reuven owned the chatas and either he died or he got kapar from another animal, that chatas is mesa. That animal just dies. Now the reverse is, a asham in the same case, the din is, anything that a chatas is mesa, the asham we say, go graze in the field, let it get a mum. When it gets a mum, you can now be pulled it, sell the animal. The animal will not be used for chulun, and the money you got from selling it is used to buy an ola to be brought as an ola to the dove in the base of Mikdash. That's the din here. So now, there are two steps here, though. When, let's say, Reuven got kapara from the asham from another asham. Now, this asham is extra. So now, he gives it over to Re'iyah. He gives it over to the shepherds. The moment you give it over to the shepherds, that's what it says, nitek l'riya. It's given over to the riya. The din is, it's supposed to ultimately go to an ola. The money, the proceeds go to an ola. But let's say you shech this animal itself. Not that you sell. You shech it instead of selling it. The din is, be the evidence acceptable as an ola, because ultimately, this asham is going towards an ola anyways. So if you shech it prior to getting a mum, that's fine. But normally the din is, you're supposed to sell the animal. First let the animal graze, get a mum, sell it, and use the money. But if you use the animal itself, that was actually acceptable, be the evidence. So let's read the Gemara again one more time. Then we read Rashi. This will all hopefully come together. Gemara says, Amar Avuna Amar Rav, asham. Shenitek l'ri'iyah, an asham that was now set aside for ri'iyah because the asham is now unnecessary. V'shachdu stam, and the animal person rather just shechted it stam without having in mind for an ola. Kashal ola is acceptable as an ola. Alma, we see this is the key point though. Kasavar lo bayakira. Means machlokes we saw already. When you want to change a carbon from one type of carbon to another carbon, do you have to be ochre it or no? Stam, without you having a das, the stam case will dictate that it's going to lead to an ola. So this, since this asham is unnecessary for me, I already have my asham, it naturally will turn into a ola without me having to be okir, the shame asham, to an ola. But you don't need a lo bayakir, you don't need a kir. That's what comes out from this stage of the Gemara. Let's just look at Rashi just to make this a little bit clearer. Rashi writes around eight narrow lines up, asham shenitek l'riya, shemesa ba'alav oniskapu ba'acher, either the owner of the asham died, or he got a kapar from another karbam, so now this asham is unnecessary. V'chatas, the asham einam bar nedava, they themselves are not brought as a nedava, u'mishin iskapu ba'acher ein takana l'zeh, once you get a kapara from another one, the chatas and asham are both unnecessary. You can't fix it itself. So what's the din? Gavi chatas, the din is hilchos gemirle. We have a tradition, halacha mosh b'sinai, the mesa, that animal, the chatas, that's extra, dies. Uba asham gemiri, the same hilchos, we have the same tradition, that kol shebe chatas mesa, b'asham roa, you have to let the animal graze. V'mnitek me'olav, v'hishlichu le'efer, l'ros, you throw it to the ashes or the dirt of the field to graze. She yisdayev, it should get caught up, vipa b'mum, and get, maybe from the thorns or the branches, get a mum after a time, it's going to eventually get a mum. She yuchal eftoso lautzia l'chulun, so you could eventually redeem it and use the money. V'chol ha'roen demeim noflin l'nedava. All those animals that you have to graze until it gets a mum, that money is used for the nedava. Rashi goes on to explain what the nedava is used for. Let's finish the Rashi, actually. Mahi nedava, what's the nedava? The shisha shofros, ha'yuba mikdash, is really a good foreshadowing for Masechah Shkalm, the next Masechta, that it's six different kupas stuck there. Ha'yuba mikdash. The cost of laying nedava, one of them said a nedava on them, and sham ha'yu nosin kol mosar, demei chathas v'asham, all the surplus of the money of chathas v'asham fall to this shofar that says nedava on it. U'mevi'in misham keitim mizbech olos, and that you would use whenever the base mikdash was quiet. There's no activity in the Mizbeach. They just tap into the fund and just add Nedava, just to keep the Mizbeach as active as possible. That's called Keta Mizbeach. And then, what would you do with that animal is Basar L'Shem, the meat would get burnt, and the Oros would go to Kohanim. That's the Zeu Midrash Shal Yehoyada HaKorim Mimesach HaTemura. The Zeu Lo HaMintihimtin Ad Shiyumam. But this case, now our case in the Gemara, he didn't wait until the Asham got a Mum. He didn't wait. Instead, Mishinit Kulariya Shachtu Sam. Once he said, okay, now this Asham is unnecessary, let's send it to the shepherds. But before letting it actually graze, he decided to just shecht it instead as a stam, without thinking what it's for. The din is, says Rashi, kosher l'olas kei to mizbech. You could now take the animal and bring it on the mizbech. Hol v'sof sof damav l'chach hayomdam. Since in the end of the day, the money is going to go to Ola, the animal itself also is acceptable as an Ola, b'dieved, once it was nitek l'riya. Once you said, okay, now it's going from here to an ash, to be roa. Fine. So the Gemara now says, if that's the case, hachi, Kilo nitek nami, it should be the same din. I mean, there are two steps here. Step one is when you don't need the ashram anymore. That's recognizing the ashram is unnecessary. Step two is giving it to the shepherd. So the Gemara says, only once you say it's going to the shepherd, is this halacha true that if you shecht it stam, it's good for an ola. But let's say you haven't yet given to the shepherd yet, but you realize that the animal is unnecessary. It's the animal, the owner's dead, or the owner's niskaper. So even at that stage, you should be allowed to shecht it b'dievet as an ola. Why only once you give it to the roeh is the shechita now acceptable b'dievet? And the Gemara says, you're right. The moment the ashram is recognized to be unnecessary, the shechita really should work stam as an ola. But the reason why they said not is gzeira la'acha kapara atu lufnei kapara. They're concerned if you allow a person to shecht an ashram stam after the kapara, and it'll be an ola, that might get a person to think even before the kapara. Let's say Reuven has an ashram and he hasn't yet got kapara, and he just shechts it stam. One might think that also shechita stam could turn this ashram into an ola, and that's certainly not true. So there goes her after the kapara as well. You can't shecht it stam for an ola only once you sent it to the roeh. Would it be acceptable? That's already in a further stage that won't be confused lufnei kapara. So menat tamer, how do you know that this din is actually true? That there goes there in such a case of acha kapara because of lufnei kapara. The Tanan, the Mishnah says asham she'asham shemesu balav o shenaskapu balav yira achi yistayv v'yimchar yiflu damav l'nedava. If you have an animal in asham that was unnecessary, either the owner died or the owner got kapara, you let it graze until it gets a mum and then sell it and use the money to buy an adava. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yamos, you let the animal die. He thinks it's the same din as a chatas. Rabbi Shu Omer, Yimacher, no, you sell it. Yavi Badam of Ola, so you use the money to buy an Ola. So the Tanakam and Rabbi Shu sound very similar. Either way, the Gemara is Medaik, Badam of In, of Al Gufola. But only the money can be used as a carbon, but not the actual animal. Why not? So we see from here, the gazer la'acha kabara atu lufnei kabara. There goes there not to shech the animal after the kabara, lest it come to lead to a person to lead it before, to do the before the kabara. That's the gzera. You don't allow it to take place. Shmamina, they were gozer, not to sell the animal itself. Okay, fine. But our focus right now, the rest of the daf is going to be this aspect, this din of Rav Huna Amarav, that Asham Shinitek L'Riya, Shach Tustam is Kasher L'Ola. And why? What's the reason why it's kashal ola? Because the assumption is lo bayakira. When something stam is going to be naturally omer to be a certain type of asham, a certain type of carbon rather, you don't have to actually be okered. We go based on just the stam case, it happens mimela. That's right now the underlying assumption. So Gemara now asks the following question. Eisvei Rav Chista, Rav Huna, he challenges Rav Huna. Shachtu v'noda shemashchu ba'alam es yadam. So now we're going back to the Mishnah. A guy shechs the animal, and then he realizes after the fact that everybody left from the guest list. So the din is, the Gemara goes on to quote a brisa on Amud Beis now. V'taniyala, the brisa comments on this very Mishnah. Behold, if this were to happen during the weekday, our Mishnah was when on Shabbos. The guy shecht it on Shabbos, and turns out he looks around, no one's there to eat from the guest list. He's positive because it wasn't his fault. But let's say he did this during the week. So you're, now you have an animal without a guest list. What do you do? What do you do with a dead sheep? So the Gemara says, V'taniyala, behold, Kiagavna, this very case, if it were to happen in the weekday, Yisraf Miyad, you'd burn it right away. Yisraf Miyad, so you have to understand, Yisraf Miyad, I'll say it outside first. There's a din, when you have an animal that's pasul, there are two things to do. Either you burn it right away, or you have to let it sit out overnight until it gets a psulina, and then you burn it the next morning. What's the difference? When do you apply which? So the normal assumption is, when there's an intrinsic psul to the animal itself, there's a psul bagufo, we say, Yisraf Miyad, you burn it right away. When it's an external psul, it doesn't apply to the animal itself, but it's affecting it somehow, it's externally, then you have to wait for it. Lina, it's called ubar mubar tzura. Mubar tzura means you let the tzura, the shape, go bad, meaning you let something leave out overnight, a dead piece of meat will overnight, will look bad. The tzura is going to lose itself, so you have to let it, if it's an external psul, you wait overnight until you burn it the next morning. So the nafkamina between an intrinsic psul versus an external psul is whether you burn it immediately or you let it sit out overnight before burning it. So now the Gemara says, if you have a carbon Pesach that you shechted, and it turned out there are no guests on it, so that's considered a psul b'guf. Because the need for a guest list is something unique to carbon Pesach. That's part and parcel of a carbon Pesach. It's part of the psukim. Selabayas, selabayas avos. You need to have a guest list. That's a psul b'guf. So the Gemara says, v'tani la, b'chol, ki agavna, yisab miyad, you burn it right away. Now the Gemara says, e ba'amris, if you're going to say, bishlama bayakira, hai Pesachu, in other words, this Pesach, which is now unnecessary, so now the guy didn't know there was no guest list, but we know a Pesach that's left over could be used as a shlamim. But so why don't we view this as a shlamim? Right, the stam case, if there's no guest list, that means it's not Pesach. That means it should be shlamim. So why did it not turn into Shamim? Because you need Akira. You need to have an active Akira. And since he wasn't Okir, it stays in the default, which was, in this case, Pesach. And since it was a Karim Pesach, that was the initial understanding. It didn't have an Akira. And a Pesach without a guest list is a Psuba Gufa. That makes sense why you'd burn this right away. But Ella, if you assume now, Iyamis, lo by Akira. You don't have to have an active Akira. We go based on whatever the circumstances define for us. So Meiresha Havale Shaman. This should be by definition a Shaman. Because if there's no guest list, it can't be a Pesach anymore. It should then naturally transform into a Shaman. That should be a Stam case of a Shaman without requiring an Akira. So if it's really true that Rav explained the understanding of Rav, why Asham Nitak L'Ri'iya can be a Shechted Stam turned into an Ola because you don't need an Akira, so as well, this Pesach should naturally turn into a Shlomim because there's no guest list. And if it turns into a Shlomim, the fact that there's no, that what's the Psul here? There's no Psul Beguf. Look what the Gemara says. Eli Iyamis, if you're going to say, Lo by Akira, you don't need an Akira. And then, which means, Meresh Avale Shlomim, so then the Pesach transforms naturally into a shlamim. Psul mishamai. What was the psul here? What's the psul in this case? You shech the shlamim, and there's no guest list. Why is that possible? You don't need a guest list for a shlamim. What's the psul here? So Mark explains, my mishum davar acher. It was some external psul. What was the davar acher? Because shech it lay acher tamid shel bein habayim. What was the psul here? Because when the Karim Pesach normally shech? They did shech it after the tamid shel bein habayim. And that's acceptable. That's the din. It has to be. But now that the shlamim, and you shechted the shlomim after the tamid shel bein habayim, that's a psul in the shlomim. It's acceptable for the Pesach, but it's pasul for the shlomim. So that's pasul. But that's not an intrinsic psul. That's an external psul. That's an issue of zman. That's outside the realm of the psul itself. So the shlomim that shechted the wrong zman should actually require, as the Gemara says, ibor tsurba. You have to let it wait overnight. You wouldn't burn that overnight. You have to let it that night. You wouldn't burn it immediately, rather. You have to let it sit out overnight. It's not, Tanya, the Brisa says. Zekhal, this is the principle. Kol shepsula begufo, if it's an intrinsic psul, yisarif miyad. If it's something external, it's in the bedam or bebailim, the blood, or the owner, not the actual meat, then you'd have to tubar tsuraso, let it sit out overnight, viyatsu beis asrei for the next morning. So now, this case, if it's really true, that akira, lo by akira, it just takes a natural progression, whatever the circumstances demand, so this pesach should really be a shlamim. If it's a shlamim, which is shechted after the tamid, that should be a psul b'davar acher, and should not have the din of yisarif miyad. Must be that you require a kira, and since there's no akira in the case of the Pesach, it remained the Pesach, and a Pesach without guest list is psul b'gufo, that's why it's yisarif miyad. That was the question in Rav. Yeah, everyone got that? Good? So much? A little bit? Not so much? Okay, fine.
Why is it a b'dam b'balam now?
No, that's just a klal. If it was a psul b'dam b'baylim, that would be external. So this would be a case.
After the Talmud, that would be a dam.
It would be similar to it. It's external. It's a zman. Zman is not the animal itself. It's a zman. It's external to it.
But we said if there's no owners, it's not b'baylim, even though it literally uses the term b'baylim, right? But
well, no, by Pesach, the b'baylim are necessary. Exactly. If you just look at, let's look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, b'dam b'baylim. Rashi writes, Kigon Nishpach Adam, if the blood spills, that's not psul in the carbon itself, that's external somehow. Or Kigon Pesach, Shemesu Ba'alim, Onitmu, Achazrika, if the animal, the carbon Pesach, the owners died, became Tamei after the Zrika. However, when the Shas Zrika, they were there, they were Ba'alim, the Achshav Pesach Kashu, Eloshein Lo Ochlim, it actually had owners when the Zrika was done, but now there are no people could eat it anymore. Those are all considered external. Tu'ubar tsurasa, says Rashi, yamtinu lo ad she tu'ubar mimenu tsuras basa. You wait until the tsur of the basar starts to get spoiled, I guess. Dechem de'em psulim chomer, since it's not a very strong, severe psul, lo safinon kachim bibizayon. You can't burn it as kachim right away. V'ibar tsura hu pasul lina the havale psul bugufo. So by leaving overnight, that becomes an intrinsic psul bugufo, and then one would burn it the next morning. Fine. Either way, we have a question of whether or not we say bayakira, or lo bayakir, that's the question. So now the Gemara is going to present four different answers. We're finally going to get, and finally the fourth answer will give it be an acceptable answer. So Gemara says, Ella, let's backtrack and say, lo tema shachtu stam. We're going back to Rav Huna's statement in Amud Aleph. Don't say he shachted the Asham stam, kasha l'shemola. Ella, let's tweak that and say, ema shachtu l'shemola. He had a l'shema. He was actually okert. He took the Asham and was okert l'shem ola, and that's kasher. That's why it's acceptable, alma bayakira. Now that's consistent. The case of the asham with an akira to an ola, you were okir, that's why it works. In the case of the Pesach here, where he was not oker, where you should have been oker, but he didn't oker, since he wasn't oker, it remains as a Pesach, and that's why we say Yisarif Miyad. So everything right now is consistent that you do require an Akira to change from one Chalos to another Chalos. Now the problem is, the Gemara says that all is very fine, except for according to Rabbi Chiba Gamda. Because the Amar Nizrika Mipi Chabura, Amar, and he, we had a discussion, we had this a few days ago, this goes back to Daf Samach Dalid. We had a whole discussion here. I don't want to get involved. It's a bit involved about different case there. But either way, he clearly had said, could go and try you, Bailam Tmei Mesim, V'nidchem L'Pesach Sheni, Hai Hu Dabai Akira, Haba Amalo Bai Akira, Ma'i Klamemer. What he's talking about is a situation where if you shecht an animal, L'Shem Pesach, and you had it, you had chametz at the time. So the din was, since it's during Chol HaMoed, it was a case during Chol HaMoed, so you don't get an iser of owning chametz during Shechitas Pesach because it was the wrong zman. So he had this whole chiddush that no, really it is, because since they were tamei, they had to bring a Pesach Sheni, so it really was omed le Pesach, even though it was the wrong zman, and a whole complicated discussion back there, but he concluded that really you don't need an akira. Right? Up until now, we just said in the Gemara, you do require akira, and he's an opinion that says you do not require an akira. So if you don't require akira, how is he going to explain the Gemara's here? So we understand there's no Akira, why you could take the initial statement of Rav, that you shecht an Ashram Stam, it's Kasher L'Ola, lo by Akira, but how's he going to explain the case of the Pesach here, that the current Pesach, the din is, if you don't need an Akira, so it should then transform into a Shlomim, and if it transforms into a Shlomim, it should only be a Psul Bezman, which is not Begufo, and you shouldn't be able to use Yisarif Miyad. How's he going to explain this case of the Shlomim, the Pesach and the Shlomim? So Gemara says, Ela Amar Rav Huna Brei Dev Yeshua, what's the case here? Could go and shehifrish kodem chatzos, umesu bailam acha chatzos, davle nira v'nidcha, chal nira v'nidcha shuv eino chozer v'nira. Okay, let me explain what's going on. We'll read that in aside one more time. This case of the Pesach here, it was actually shechted as a Pesach acceptable. It was done properly. It was a proper thing that was done. It was before chatzos. It was separated as chatzos. However, the bailam died after chatzos. And since when chatzos came, the animal was shechted properly, it was set aside properly, it was nira, it was acceptable as a carbon, but then, since the animals died, it was now called nidchu, it pushed off from being a carbon. You cannot ever rehabilitate that animal. Once it's nira v'nidchu, it's pushed off forever. So the reason why we're saying psul here and the Karban Pesach is not because there are no bailim at all, and it's a case turning to shlomim. It's a Karban Pesach. It was set aside as a Pesach, but the owners died after it was already established as a Pesach already. So look at Rashi. Rashi put this all together very clearly. Rashi says, El Amar of Huna Bredi of Yeshua. Liolam, Kedekamar Shachtu Stam, Kashal Ola. Really? When you shecht an animal, an Asham Stam, it's acceptable as an Ola, you don't require Kira. The Chayman, the Kaila Ola, Stama, Ola Hava. Since the Asham is going to now be needed, at least the proceeds will be used for an Ola, it's a Stam carbon as an Ola, even though there's no Akira. V'yafa Pisha Tchilasa Asham, even though initially it was made set aside for an Asham. The Chayn Moser Pesach, so too, with a leftover Pesach, came into the Shlomo Kami, the Shlomo Kai, since it's now a surplus, it's going to naturally turn into a Shlomim. Stama, Kishach Le Shlomo, who when you shecht an animal, an extra Moser Pesach, it's a Shlomim. However, this case here that we're talking about, Yisarif Miyad, is unique here. Hocha de Katani Yisarif Miyad, that which the Bryce above said, you burn it right away when there's no guest lift. La Mishim Akira, not because of an Akira. Ela, a whole other different topic. Kigon shefrishu kodem chatzos. A person set aside a sheep before chatzos as his karm pesach. The chimate chatzos when chatzos came is kavase chatzos shuz man shchidaso. Now it's established as a pesach venir lepesach. So you can't change it anymore. It's a pesach. What happened was now, says Rashi, mason bailam acher chatzos. After chatzos, the owner died. Venidcha v'pesach, and now it's no longer fit as a pesach, but it was near for pesach. There's a moment in time, there are a few seconds where it was roy to be brought as a pesach. That's called nira v'nidcha. Once you have nira v'nidcha v'pesach, shuv eino chozer v'nira l'sham. It can never be rehabilitated to be brought back. So when do we ever have a case where pesach can transform into a shlamim? So Gemara Rashi tells us, v'had de kaim lan moser pesach, achar pesach, kar shlamim. When do we say an extra pesach can be turned into shlamim? Kigon sh'avid kodem chatzos. If you lost the karm pesach before chatzos, where there's never a time where there was nira, and then your nimsa achar shchitas pesach, and then you find it after this ma'at pesach, that's a case where we say it's acceptable to turn into shlamim, delo asa chatzos aleh lemikvei leh, velo nira l'shchitas pesach mil. But if there was a moment where you had a pesach under your jurisdiction, and it was near for pesach, and then the Reuven, the owner, died, that's near v'nidcha, that's where you say Yisarif Miyad. And this conversation of the Pesach, Yisarif Miyad, has nothing to do at all with needing Akira or not. Akira is not needed. That's Rav Onam Alf. And this case of the Pesach is not about Akira. It's about, again, Nira V'Nidcha. Gemara says, okay, that's very nice. It's a very good suggestion. The problem is, the Gemara says, Ela, Einochaz V'Nira, Midehu Taima Ela Rav. We're trying to explain Shitas Rav here. Right? Rav is the one who, Rav Huna is quoting an Amr Aleph, but Asham Shinita Klase, or rather Asham Shinita Klariya, and it's Shechted Stam, it's Kashal Ola. So now Rav, however, himself holds, Ha'amar Rav, Bali Nitchem Einu Nidhachen. He has his klal in general, that even though most people hold Nir V'Nidcha, Einu Chose V'Nira, once an animal was Roy, then pushed off, then it's never able to come back, he doesn't hold that way. He holds an animal that was Karm Pesach. Was Nidcha, it can actually Chose V'Nira, it can come back. So this Pesach actually can transform into Shlomim, according to Rav. So this is not going to work for Rav. We're trying to work in within Shitas Rav. So go back to square one. How do we explain this case? Why would there be Yisarif Miyad? It should be a natural Shlomim. And then it's a natural Shlomim that Shechted after the Karban Pesach, after the Karban Tamid rather. That's a Psul Davar Acher. That should not be Yisarif Miyad. So Ella Amar Papa. Papa says, no, Hamani, who is the author here? This is really Rabbi Eliezer here. Damar, V'chein HaShochet Achayim L'Shem Pesach, Pasul Tavei Psul Begufa. No, the case here is actually where the case why you say, where we say Yisarif Miyad, where you took another animal, a shlamim, let's say, and you shechted a shlamim l'shem Pesach, that's where you say it's psul begufa. That's the case where you say yisarif miyad above, the case above. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, two wide lines down, el amar papa, li olam lo bay akir. Really? You don't require akir at all. V'stamash l'shamim, and a Pesach that has no guest list will naturally be a shlamim. That which the Brisa says, if it happens during the week, you burn it right away. That's Rabbi Eliezer he umishum deshlamim hu the kagom deshachtu behedya l'shem Pesach. Right, this Pesach turns into a shlamim because there's no guest list. That happens memela because you don't need akira. Right, Reuven shechted his Pesach, turned around, there's no one in the guest list. Ah, at the time he didn't know it must have been a shlamim then, but he shechted the shlamim l'shem Pesach. A shlamim shecht l'shem Pesach is possible according to Rabbi Eliezer, a psul begufo, that's why it's yisarif miyad. Nothing to do with Akira. They lo by Akira. You don't require Akira. In fact, this Pesach turned into shlamim for the very reason that you don't require Akira. But the reason why he burned it right away is because he shechted, now what he finds out is a shlamim, he shechted l'shem Pesach. And a shlamim l'shem Pesach is psul begufo and yisarif miyad. That's the opinion of the Brisa above. Now the Gemara says, problem with this is, he Rabbi Eliezer he, chathas nami Mechayiv, he should be chayiv as well as a chatas. Because we, it's at this din, have you shecht a Pesach, l'shlamim, l'shem Pesach, so that he was osek, he was tar b'tzibur, a tar b'davar mitzvah. A tar b'davar mitzvah we saw yesterday and a couple days ago, person with tar b'davar mitzvah is pater. But Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold that way. He holds tar b'davar mitzvah is actually chayiv. So if it's true that he was shechting a shlamim, l'shem Pesach, that's why it's subagufa yisarf miyad, but that's a mistake. A Tovah Dara Mitzvah should be Chayiv, but our Brisa actually holds a Tovah Dara Mitzvah is Pater. So this cannot be authored by Rabbi Eliezer. Again, the Gemara says, if he Rabbi Eliezer he, Chatas Nami Mechayiv, the less light, he doesn't hold of the Rabbi Eliezer, Tovah Dara Mitzvah Pater. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, V Rabbi Eliezer, Amai Tanam Masis and Pater. Why does our Mishnah say he's Pater if you shecht this case here? V'lchayiv Mishim Shabbos, it should be Chayiv Shabbos because he doesn't hold of Tovah Dara Mitzvah. So it can't be Rabbi Eliezer. So finally, the Gemara says, this is the author of the Brisa. Ella, Targum of Yosef, Breder of Salah, Chasida, Kam der Papa, Hamani, who is the author? It must be Yosi ben Chonai. The Tzan Yosi ben Chonai, this is the Mishnah in the beginning of Maseches Zvachim. I think the very first daf, is it? One second. The first daf. I think this might, I don't remember if it is. Maybe not, actually. There's a, forget that. So either way, Yosi ben Chonai, the Omer had nishchatin l'shem Pesach l'shem Chatas psulim. There's a din. If you shecht an animal l'shem Pesach, or an animal l'shem chatas, it's pasul begufo, alma psul begufo. So he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, if you shecht something l'shem Pesach, it's psul begufo, that's why you sarf miyad. So again, the case above, here in the daf amin beis here, ayin gimam beis, that you have Pesach that turns out there's no guest list. That means it naturally turns into a shlamim because you don't require akira. The reason why you sarf miyad is because when you shecht the shlamim l'shem Pesach, it's psul begufo. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that's also the opinion of Yossi ben Chonai. Now the one place where the problem was is, Rabbi Eliezer holds of Tovah Dara Mitzvah Yechayiv. We're going to see now, he holds Tovah Dara Mitzvah, you actually Pater, and everything's consistent. Umishum Hachi Sarf Miyad, Upture, he holds Pater because he's Savar Lake Rabbi Yeshua, that Tov Dar Mitzvah, in fact, is actually Pater. Now, he is the author of this Brisa. Everything works out very nicely. We conclude at this stage of the Gemara right now that Akira, Lo Boy Akira. When something has a natural change, a natural development, it becomes that way even without an active Akira. So now, finally, the Gemara is going to make one last suggestion, which we're going to reject, but of course we'll read it anyways, which is the following. Rav Ash Yamarav, Tamar Rabbi Shmuel, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha Rabbi Yochanan Broka, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Benosha Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Omer Imiyesh Shalos Bayom, Leida Imbashka Baila Mitchadem, O Shemesu, O Shinitmu, Chayiv, Tubar, Tsuraso, Vyotzla Beis Asrefa. The din is, the person had enough time to realize and to figure out that the Bailim pulled away, they were pulled off the guest list, where the Bailim died, where they became Tamei, so then he's Chai, because he should have done the, it was like 3 hours since this happened, he was, that's negligence. He's responsible for shechting such a carbon on Shabbos, and have to wait overnight to burn. So my time, why do you wait overnight for it to burn? Why do you have to require Ibor Tzura? Is it La Mishum Delo by Akira? You don't require an Akira, which means that it turned into a shlamim naturally, because since there was no guest list in the end, even though he's responsible for figuring it out, but he didn't, but in the end of the day, there was no guest list. So it must be this Pesach, by not having a guest list, turned into a shlamim. Now, if it's a shlamim, that's fine, because a shlamim, since it's a peshach, that after the Tamid Shobain Harbayim, the din would be, it's not psubu gufo, you have to wait until the morning, that's dubar tiraso. So that's the reason, that's he must be the author. So how do you know that? Why is it the reason? Why is the reason of Tubar Tsuraso? Why is it because of Lo Bar Akira? Maybe there's another reason why Tubar Tsuraso. Dilma, Bishum de Savarle Katana de Be Rabba Baravu, Adamara, Afilu Pigal Nami Bay Tsura. He has this clown general. We said above, we established the principle. If it's Psuba Gufo, it's Tsiyasar Miyad. If it's a Dabar Acher, it's Tubar Tsuraso. There is this Das Yachid of Rabba Baravu who holds all Psulim, even Psuba Gufo, always require Ibar Tsuraso. You have to wait overnight. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel Benosha Riochim and Broka holds like this Das Yachid of the Tan of the Rabbi Barvua that all psulim, even Pigel, which is a Psuba Gufo, that requires Ibrit Tzura. That's why you have to wait overnight. But nothing to do at all with Akira. No Chiddush about Akira requiring or not requiring has to do with the special din of Ibrit Tzura. And how does he know this? The Yal of Oven Oven Mi Nosar, there's a Gzer Shavah. Just like Nosar, you have to leave out overnight, it burns out overnight. So to Gzer Shavah to Pigel, which is Oven Oven, also, you must wait overnight until you actually burn it, and you don't say Yisarf Miyad. So maybe that's the reason why, and it wasn't driven by his understanding of Akira. So Gemara says, and if you don't say this, the proof of his point has to be this way. I mean, it must be the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon ben Noach ben Yochim ben Broka must be because of the din of Uba Tzura, nothing to do with Akira. Why? If you don't say this, Nitmu Baila Michael Maimer. What are you going to say about when they became Tamei? Meaning, Havade by Akira, that certainly requires Akira. Damar Rabbi Chiya bar Ganda Nizrika mipi Chabura Kion Chayu Bailim Tamei Meis V'Nitzchul Pesach Sheni. I'll say outside quickly what that means is that when there's no people left on the guest list or they died, there's no guest list anymore. The Pesach naturally turns into a Shlamim. But in the situation where the people became Tamei, so they're still alive, they're still available, they still have a chiv to bring Pesach Sheni, so that Pesach Rishon will not transform into Shlamim because there's still an active chiv. So how do you have this case? How does it turn into a Shlamim? The only way it turns into a Shlamim could be, it must be that you require an Akira, but that wasn't the case. It must be, has nothing to do at all with Akira, has to do with, the din of Ibar Tzura, even though it remained the Pesach, because the Bailim are Tamei, it remained the Pesach. The reason why you have to wait overnight is because this Das Yachid of Rab Barvua holds by all psalm requires Ibar Tzura. And therefore, Rabbi Shua Ishmael cannot be the author of the one who holds that you don't require Akira. We have to revert back to the opinion of Yossi ben Chanai, as the Gemara concludes, and the parak concludes, Ella Mechavrisa Kedishani Mekara. We go back to the initial answer of Yossi ben Chanai, who he is the author. I'm not sure if it's worth going back to the Chazara, but
the last
point, yeah.
It's interesting. The last one, the Bible became Tomei, technically, that Pesach, the Karmel,